Scripture for this morning comes from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 26. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, competing against one another, envying one another. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks for this time of worship that people can gather all across and know that we're united in your love that you pour upon us. In our call to serve one another, to love one another as we love ourselves, and to be your hands and feet in the world. Lord, may your Spirit dwell with us, may it empower us and inspire us to be the people who you have called us to be, yesterday, today, and into tomorrow and the future. Lord, we love you and we thank you. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen. So since Pentecost, we've been looking at the way that the Holy Spirit not only came upon the disciples at Pentecost, and they began speaking even in their different languages, but saying the same things, and Jesus gave them this Holy Spirit to inspire them, to transform them, and to remind them that he would be with them always. It was a gift from Christ for the people of God to connect and feel God's presence upon their life as we're living in this kind of already but not yet time. We're in this in-between time, in this time in which we're empowered to be the body of Christ today. Today. Today, a day in which we face trials and challenges that are beyond our ability to place words around and even our emotions. Today, a day in which we pray for God to surround our community and our state and our country and our world with grace upon grace upon grace. We need the Holy Spirit. And the world needs us to live as if we're filled with the Spirit of Pentecost, the Spirit of God. That we belong to Jesus and that we might live in that way. Just prior to this morning's scripture, and which talks about these fruits of the Spirit, Paul sensed that the churches in Galatia were in danger of being bound by a false gospel. Some were advocating slavery to rules, regulations, and rituals. They were a community in conflict. Some argued that the cross of Christ wasn't enough and that you still had to keep all the Jewish religious laws. Some disagreed over Paul's leadership and refused to eat with others in the church. The conflict was so severe that in Galatians 5:15 it says, "You bite and devour one another." Verses 19 through 21, right before these fruits of the Spirit, talked about behaviors that are of the flesh: impurity, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, jealousy, anger, selfish ambition. The people thought that the freedom that they had in Christ allowed them to do these activities, but they were actually destroying them. They misunderstood what that freedom in Christ really meant. These acts were ended up causing harm to themselves and holding them back from living in the way that Christ desired for them to live and experiencing hope, freedom, joy. When the scripture mentions freedom, it's not like this freedom that we see in 4th of July parades and all over the place, but it's freedom from the demands of sin and death. Freedom from sin and death. And knowing how we were prone to engage in these acts of flesh, God didn't leave us by ourselves to try to accomplish the ways of the world versus the ways of the Spirit, but he gave us the Spirit to walk with us. That we might be children, heirs of God. And he gave it to us as a gift. A gift. Nothing that we could do to deserve it. Nothing that we could do to buy it. But we receive it with faith and gladness. In verse 22 that I read, it says, the fruits of the Spirit is love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. There's nothing that keeps you from engaging in too much of these things. There's no bound to the amount of love that you can share, or peace, or patience, or generosity, or faithfulness, or gentleness, or self-control. There's no limit to the amount of these items that you can share. We should let them fill us in the way in which we move and live and have our being. For these are indicators of the Holy Spirit working within us. They're evidence of God's life, death, and resurrection boiling out of us to the world. They help us be mindful of the way in which we're living. I don't know about you, but sometimes I lose my patience. I mean, I do have a 9 and 11-year-old. Sometimes I do lose my patience. I do drive in Austin. Sometimes I do lose my patience. I do shop at HEB. And when we lose our patience, kindness, sometimes when we lose our joy, we fall out of alignment with the Spirit of Christ. And when we do, there's something, maybe it's just me, there's something within me that I feel disconnected. I feel something is empty. There's something not right. Maybe it's a discontentment or a restlessness or an unhappiness. You see, when we're not following God's will and we're not allowing that Spirit to bubble out of us and through us, sometimes it's difficult. And after a while, when I'm feeling something, I can circle back around and figure out maybe what it was, what I said, what I did, what I shouldn't have said, what I shouldn't have done. Maybe I shouldn't have responded in a way. We realize maybe our flesh got the best of us. All of us live by the fruits of the Spirit. They're God's seal of ownership that we belong to God. They're one of God's, that we're one of God's and we're walking with God step by step, becoming more like Jesus and transforming us into the likeness of Christ, empowering those habits and those things that just aren't right. These fruits of the Spirit are evidence of God's life working within us, transforming us. And it's pretty amazing when you think about it, that we have a piece of God inside of us, living alive in us and through us, that we have access to this Spirit for the world. Replacing hatred with love. Replacing strife and quarrels with peace. Replacing envy with selfish ambition with contentment and thankfulness. Means when we are on the road, that we do our best to exercise patience. It says instead of gossiping or complaining, we say a word of kindness, that we give generously, that we help bring about social and structural changes to our world, that we find peaceful solutions. Those are ways of the Spirit at work. You might say, well, what's one person going to do? You might even say, what's one little church going to do? Can we really make a difference? Can we really help world peace or eradicate homelessness or hunger in our community? It's big. Some may say, why are we even trying? But friends, we have this freedom in Christ to choose every day to allow the Spirit to dwell in us and to empower us and to be evidence of the world around us or to deny it. May the Holy Spirit always be at work. May it be calling us, transforming us to be instruments of love for the world around us. Here in Austin, out into Central Texas, and across the world to places that are currently in war, may we be people of peace, kindness, generosity, patience. May the Spirit dwell. And so as we talk about freedom, may we freely be the people of grace. May we be agents of transformation and action. And may we depend on the Holy Spirit and live like it. And may we live like we depend on the Holy Spirit, doing things bigger than we may feel like we could do, but can only be done through God's walking with us step by step. Let us pray. God, we love you and we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for the ways in which you're at work in us and through us as the body of Christ to shape us. God, as we enter into the world, may we be evidence of your Spirit that is at work. May we be people who share the fruits of the Spirit. May we think about our actions and what we say and what we do, and may the world know that you are alive. And that you're calling each one of us to know you and to be closer to you and to follow you. Yeah, we're so grateful for this church community, for each person here, for the ways in which you bring us together to be the body of Christ that you've called us to be. And as we leave this place, may the world know that you are alive. Even when the floodwaters come, may our foundation be found in you. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.